danger. It's dangerous.
Everybody come to the Breakfast Club. I call this the hot seat.
You're wild. Can I live?
You are out of control. I can't even deal with you.
Y'all are so petty. Why are y'all so petty?
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Captain of this bitch.
Angela Yee.
I stay in everybody's business, but in a good way.
Charlamagne the God.
The ruler of rubbing you the wrong way.
The Breakfast Club.
Pay for everybody.
Hey, good morning, USA. Well, happy Friday.
Yes.
Yes, it's the Breakfast Club. I'm Angela Yee.
I go by the name of Charlamagne Tha God. Good morning, Angela Yee. It's Friday.
You sound super excited.
Because I have not been to sleep. I have not slept in like, 48 hours? Maybe like 4 hours and 48 hours.
Yeah, you're still in L.A. It's funny because I was just in L.A. We crossed paths yesterday, and I came back, and I know you had your book signing yesterday, and everybody kept hitting me up thinking I was still in L.A., like literally about 20 people. Are you over at the Grove? Are you going to Charlamagne's book signing? But I had to come back to New York.
Well, first of all, salute to L.A. Dropping the clues bombs for the Grove at Barnes & Noble at the Grove. It was a sold-out event yesterday. I had Carrie Champion moderating, and they absolutely positively ran out of books, which has been happening at a lot of Barnes & Nobles all throughout the country. And it's interesting because, you know, the book publisher is like, yo, we're on our fifth reprint. I'm not sure what that means, but I know it means it's good. So drop one of the clues bombs for that, damn it. Thank you very much. Thank you for everybody that came out yesterday.
Well, that's great. Now, I was in L.A. because I was co-hosting The Real, and today's my last day on The Real. So make sure you guys check that out.
Okay.
In case you haven't seen me, I had a really great time with the ladies. So we had some good topics, good discussions. They're very... look who just walked in. DJ Envy.
Hey, Envy.
What a nice Louis Vuitton box.
Oh, he looking like he looking robbable this morning?
What's for me?
He looking real robbable this morning, I heard.
Hey. And, yeah, today's Friday. So I just came back last night from L.A. and I got to go to St. Thomas today for this Icon of the Islands.
Oh, you got to go to St. Thomas. Nice and hot.
Icon of the Islands competition. I'm working, guys. Okay. I'm out here working.
I'm actually looking forward to my flight back to New York tonight.
Why?
Today. Sleep. That's it. That's all I want. I just want to lay down for 5 hours and not be bothered and fart in peace.
Ew. You don't fart on the plane. That's disgusting. There's people around.
I do it all the time.
You're right.
What is wrong with you guys? That's rude to other people.
You know I was exaggerating because y'all know I don't fart in my clothes.
No, I don't exaggerate.
So you take your pants off in your seat?
I don't fart in my clothes. I don't even fart.
I don't even fart.
Look, sometimes when you get up there, you just got to let it go.
Hey, man, it happens. It happens, baby.
All right, let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about?
Let's talk about Bill O'Reilly. A lot more information is coming
Bill
out.
We talked about him
actually getting a payout for leaving Fox, and we'll tell you what that payout is going to be and what other women are saying.
All right, we'll get into all that.
And David, guest this morning.
Yes, I was going to say that. David Banner will be joining us this morning. Yes. So we'll kick it with David Banner. Don't move, it's Drake Control. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news.
Okay.
Now, in sports last night, I'm plugging my headphones in. Charlamagne, did you see the playoffs last night?
Nah, I was out and about in the streets of L.A. I ain't watching no basketball.
The Pacers should be ashamed of themselves. Now, they were up 26 points.
Okay.
They had the Cavs. And that boy LeBron, I don't care what people say about him, when he wants to play, he's unstoppable. He came back, he had 41 points last night, 13 rebounds, 12 assists. The Cavs lead 3-0. He was busting ass last night.
LeBron can always bring the Cavs back.
What?
The only thing he can't bring back is his hairline.
Well, he brought that back. His hairline is back.
It's not real. That don't count.
All right, now Milwaukee Bucks beat Toronto Raptors 104-77. And surprisingly, the Grizzlies beat the Spurs 105-94. And did I mention Kyrie Irving didn't play last night?
Really?
He was on the bench the whole second half. I didn't see him at all.
So who the hell scored all the points to bring the Cavs back? LeBron.
LeBron. Wow. And what's the
Kevin Love? White
boy shooting the threes. Now, was it Kevin Love? Corbin. Corver?
Kyle Corver.
What? He was popping them, too. I mean, amazing game. It was a good game. Tonight, the Celtics take on the Bulls. Houston Rockets take on the Thunder, and the Clippers take on the Utah Jazz. Now, let's talk about Bill O'Reilly.
Well, Bill O'Reilly, he is going to get a huge payout. Okay, he's getting $25 million because that is under his contract. That's part
of
his settlement to leave the network because of all these sexual harassment scandals.
Didn't I say that yesterday during Donkey Today? He's going to get a nice severance package.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so, he's getting that payout, even in spite of everything that happened. I guess there's no moral contract in his, moral clause in his contract or anything. But a lot of people are coming forward discussing how it was at Fox News, what it was like working in the same building as Bill O'Reilly. Now, Perkita Burgess, she actually was on The View, and she's the one that talked about Bill O'Reilly calling her hot chocolate, and she told some other stories that we hadn't heard before. Listen to what she said happened when she was on the elevator with Bill O'Reilly.
Fast forward to 3-4 weeks in, mm-hmm. We were on the elevator alone, and he let me off first. I walked in front of him, and as I was getting off the elevator, he said, "Looking good there, girl." The hairs rose on the back of my neck. I knew the grunting and groaning was going on. We were in the elevator. He didn't speak. Then he waits until I get off the elevator, and as I'm walking in front of him, mm-hmm. makes these remarks. Mm-hmm.
All right, she goes.
Dead girl.
Disgusting. And she's the one we said that he would go past her desk and call her hot chocolate and grunt at her all the time. Now, here's some more of what she had to say while she was on The View.
No, I told friends and family members. I didn't tell Fox because I wasn't I wasn't an employee of Fox. And I didn't tell my agency because I didn't want to ruin my agency's relationship with Fox News because they had a lot of people there.
On social media in 2010, you tweeted, "I contracted at Fox News for 6 months a few years ago. Bill O'Reilly is a piece of..." And then in 2014, you say, "Bill O'Reilly likes black women. I'll leave it at that."
Right, wow. So they brought up some of her old tweets that had happened before that. Now, Sarah Palin, interestingly enough, has spoken out about what it's like working at Fox News. She was on CNN's The Lead, and here's what she had to say about her role as a Fox News Channel contributor.
I used to be with Fox. Corporate culture there obviously has to change. Women don't deserve, they should not ever have to put up with any kind of intimidating workspace. At the same time, if a woman believes that she is being intimidated and harassed, she needs to stand up and do something about it, not stick around for a paycheck.
All right, Sarah Palin. Now, right after all of this happened, just hours after Bill O'Reilly got let go.
Bill O'Rapey.
This is what happened at Fox News with Greg Gutfeld and co-host Kimberly Guilfoyle.
All right, look at this. Wah, cry, baby. Call your camp counselor. No, poor Bob.
Call your dressmaker.
And give him a raise. That's what I'm saying.
You are giving America.
That's what I'm saying.
A raise.
Oh, my God.
I think
you've got a good point.
Yes, somewhere.
Thank you.
Why don't you just read the tease, baby?
Why don't you just shut up?
Whoa. What the hell was I just listening to?
It was back and forth on Fox News, but basically she was talking about her dress, and then she said, call your dressmaker. She said, yeah, and give him a raise. And he said, you're giving America a raise. Right after this whole Bill O'Reilly situation.
I guess I got to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Bill O'Rapey, by the way. Stop respecting him by calling him O'Reilly. Bill O'Rapey.
Okay. All right, well, that's front page news. Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, you could call us right now. Or tell them why you're blessed. If you feel blessed, today's Friday. Maybe it's your birthday. Maybe you're in a great mood. You want to spread some positivity. Call us up right now. 800-585-1051. Call us right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Down and never fall off.
Hey, yo, good morning, yo. This is the mad rapper, son, for real.
I'm mad and I stay mad. I stay angry. I stay heated. I stay pissed off.
Tell them why you mad. Breakfast Club, let's go.
Hello, who's this?
Hello, this is JD from Long Island.
What's up, bro? Tell them why you mad this morning.
I'm mad that if this show wasn't for you, DJ Envy, I think it would be going down the tubes because you got Charlamagne the God always talking trash, just hiding behind the mic, doing whatever he's doing, but without you, this is why I listen. A piece of the planet. So
how you gonna say my phrase?
That's crazy.
I'm gonna say your phrase because you're just hiding behind the mic.
Talking.
He's all out and about right now.
You don't got facts or nothing about anything. All you do is just read off the paper. Come on, man. Be real and be a real man. That's what I'm saying.
Wow!
Wow!
Thank you for listening.
I'm glad something makes you listen. That's all that matters.
Yeah, he slanders you and quotes you.
Exactly.
I'm kind of confused. All right. Hello, who's this?
Hi, Jasmine.
Hey, Jasmine. Why are you calling this morning? You blessed or you mad?
I'm both. I'm blessed and I'm mad.
All right, why are you mad, Mama?
So I'm mad because I want to move out my mom's house and I'm looking for a bedroom apartment and minimum is $1,800 a month for someone's raggedy apartment in their basement that they renovated.
Where you looking?
And it's like, I'm looking at Nashville and Queens.
Mm. You know what you got to do, like,
shut up. Envy, help her out. She's moving to Queens.
You need to get another job.
But what part of Queens?
What you thought I was going to say.
I have a good job, Charlamagne. I'm 22 and I'm a physician assistant.
Nice.
I make good money.
What part of Queens you looking?
Probably like Forest Hills, Fresh Meadows, that area.
Okay, you got to go a little further in. You got to go probably south side of north side Queens. I know you probably don't want to go
that,
over there.
That might mess up her commute, though.
Nah, you got to go Rosedale.
I work in the Bronx.
Nah, you got to go Rosedale. That's a good one. Queens Village is a good one. Valley Street might be a little too much, but you could get right on the highway and get to work.
Why you just don't live in the Bronx if you work in the Bronx?
Yeah, I don't want to move there.
I wouldn't want to move there either.
They're gentrifying the Bronx right now.
Yeah, the Bronx is up and coming.
Not yet though.
Yeah, but that's a good time to get in when it's on the way up.
You better wait a little bit.
Yeah, everywhere's expensive. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm probably just going to stay home for a couple of years.
Yeah, just
ain't
stay home.
It's hard.
I did that before. Sometimes you got to live with your mama. You take a few steps back to take 5 steps forward.
There you go. Hello, who's this?
What's up? This is JC from Ohio.
JC, you mad and you blessed. Why are you mad first, bro?
I'm mad because they letting this white man get off with, you know, doing what he did to those women, but they quick to crucify Bill Cosby. You know what I mean? I'm blessed because I get to be a part of the world today. You know, no doubt, man.
Okay. Well, you got to understand, man, only one bill per decade can get off for sexual stuff. So it
Yo, Charlamagne, man, just going with that book, man. Appreciate that.
Hey, thank you. Black Privilege Opportunity Comes to Those Who Created is out right now.
All right. Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. When we come back, tell them why you're blessed. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
Okay. Are you blessed and highly favored?
I feel blessed.
Tell the congregation at 800-585-1051.
This is a celebration.
It's The Breakfast Club.
Yes, it's time for Tell Them Why You're Blessed. You know why I'm blessed this morning?
Why?
Shout to Samsung. The Galaxy S8 came out today, and when I got to work, it was here waiting for me. Now, I needed a new phone, and this is what I needed. So, shout to Samsung for saying, did they send you one, Yee?
No, but I heard I'm getting mine today.
Oh, I got mine first. Charlamagne is getting one, too,
I just got here.
Well, I got mine. Shout to Samsung for sending that.
You're so selfish.
No, they said, I'm just saying shout to them. I just got to hook it up now. Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is David and Ed, man. Richmond, VA, man.
Hey, tell them why you mad. Well, tell them why you blessed. I should say, hopefully you blessed.
Oh, yeah. We blessed, man. We are about to celebrate an engagement.
Okay.
Oh, that's cute, man. I'm happy that y'all are engaged to each other, man.
Yeah, appreciate it.
I love you guys.
We love you back.
I thought it was, I thought you said Eddie.
Every morning, man.
I thought this was two dudes.
No. Sure, I did not think that.
Don't get snuffed, B.
I'm about to drop one of Clues Bombs for Gay Marriage, man.
Hello, who's this?
It's Christina.
Hey, tell them why you blessed.
I'm blessed because I'm a new mom and I've been working crazy since I came back from maternity leave and I have the night off.
Oh, good for you. What you going to do?
I think just staying, honestly.
I feel you. Catch up on some sleep, relax.
Seriously.
Okay. All right.
Hello, who's this?
This is Michi.
Hey, Michi, tell them why you blessed.
Man, I'm blessed because I woke up this morning. I'm headed to work making $1,300 a week. I'm with my stepdaddy. My family, my life is good. And I'm talking to y'all this morning, man.
Why you like your stepdaddy so much?
Girl, he's been there. He's been there for me my whole life.
That's okay. What's up. You haven't met your real daddy?
No, sir.
Oh, okay. Why? Okay.
Okay, sir.
All right, bro.
I want to ask him, but I don't feel like hearing him cry this morning.
Stop it. Hello, who's this?
Yeah, this is Ian out of Florida.
Hey, tell him why you blessed.
I want to tell him why I'm mad.
All right, go ahead, bro.
Yeah, man, I'm mad because I went to 3 different Nobles yesterday after getting off of a 14-hour shift at work to try and find Charlamagne's book, and all of them were sold out.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good problem to have, man. The book is sold out at a lot of the Barnes & Nobles, but the book publishers are reprinting books right now as we speak, so they will be restocking the shelves real soon. But you can still find them in some places. I know they sold out in L.A. yesterday, but thank you, man. It's a great feeling. Black Christmas. But you can order online, too.
All right. Tell them why you're mad and blessed. It's all over the place this morning, but people are mad and they're blessed. From now on, we're just going to say mad and blessed. Just whatever, however you feel.
Tell us how you feel this morning.
Tell us how you feel this morning.
I told y'all that 2 weeks ago. Let the people do that.
All right, well.
Just let them go.
We're doing it tomorrow. We'll start Monday. Now, we got rumors on the way, Yee?
Yes, we'll talk about Adrian Broner. He was arrested, but tell you what for also.
Again?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll tell you about Cuba Gooding Sr. He was found dead. We'll tell you what people are saying possibly could have happened.
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's about time.
What's going on?
Rumor report. Rumor report. This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, Adrian Broner got arrested yet again. Now, the police arrested him after they pulled him over in his SUV, and there were bullets all over the car. I guess apparently he had been involved in some type of shootout earlier. When they pulled him over, he was trying to cross into Kentucky. They don't know where he was headed. He was not injured. Now, he did tell police that an unidentified suspect followed him as he left an area bar and fired several shots at his vehicle that he was driving. Police did find evidence of a shooting at the alleged crime scene, but the reason that he got arrested was because he had failure to appear in court from a previous arrest in 2014 for disorderly conduct and intoxication. I was going to say he was booked and he was released hours later on bond, but he has to go to court April 27th.
Adrian Broner want to be Aaron Hernandez so bad. He going to get what he asking for if he keep it up.
All right, and there's a theme to this rumor report, too. Kevin Gates, he is still in jail. He remained behind bars because a judge did deny him bail. He had a bond hearing on Wednesday. We don't know why he was denied bond, but he is not going to get out, okay? So he's still there. Now, Kodak Black, in the meantime, is facing a possible 8-year jail sentence. They want to do that because they said he violated his probation. According to the reports, prosecutors are saying that he'll be sentenced to 8 years in prison for assaulting a bartender at a Miami strip club. It's not just the assault, but the trip to Miami was also not authorized by his probation officer.
Lord have mercy.
So he's facing that. We'll see what happens.
I am living vicariously through all these Negroes because I know exactly what I don't want to do in my life because of them.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so there was a theme to this. Now, Cuba Gooding Sr., who is obviously Cuba Gooding Jr.'s father, was found dead. He was 72 years old. He's a popular singer. He was also the lead singer of the group The Main Ingredient from the 70s. They had that song, Everybody Plays the Fool.
Everybody plays the fool.
Oh,
sometimes.
Wow.
No exceptions to the rule. Yep.
Yeah, okay.
I didn't know that. Wow.
Yeah, a lot of people didn't. His father was famous as well. Now, they're saying that he was found slumped over in his Jaguar. He was parked in Woodland Hills, California on Ventura Boulevard. The fire department did respond to the scene. They tried CPR. They could not resuscitate him. They did find some empty bottles in the car, and they suspect right now that he died from an overdose. They don't know exactly what happened. He was 72 years old again.
Wow.
So. All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Now, guys, I'm just curious.
Yes, we know.
Aaron Hernandez. This story about him committing suicide and his daughter possibly now getting $14 million. Is that true? Does anybody know if that's really true?
I don't think that's true.
I don't know about the $14 million.
I'm sure that it's a suicide clause or something in that contract when it comes to stuff like that. I seriously doubt it.
Okay, I'm just curious.
Seriously, that is true.
All right, now when we come back, David Banner will be joining us. We'll kick it with David Banner, so don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Drake with Fake Love. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Yes, sir.
Mr. David Banner.
What's happening with you, brother?
What's up, sir?
I love when David Banner comes by because he comes by ready to teach. His brother pulled out his notebook. He pulled out, James Baldwin?
Yeah.
The Fire Next Time? Yeah. Yes, sir.
And happy belated birthday, by the way.
Oh, thank you, love. I appreciate it, man. I'm recovering. I slowed down a lot, but I made up on that one day. I actually fell asleep at 8 o'clock and slept through the whole night. I missed the whole festivities and everything.
Yeah. The old David Banner would come to the club.
Yeah.
Any club I would DJ.
Yeah.
He'd buy a bottle of Hennessy.
Yep.
and would finish that. It wouldn't be sharing. He wouldn't be pouring nobody. He would finish that Hennessy by himself. Yep. He would be drunk every night.
That's how I got close to all the DJs. I used to outdrink them in every city. Mm. Like, I'm not going to call his name, but a DJ in Dallas, I drunk him and under the table. They had to take him and dump him on his front on his front porch.
Damn,
but
my body
but my body started rejecting alcohol. I was drinking so much Hennessy that my liver started rejecting the alcohol. Mm. So what I did was I started letting people see me drink cranberry and vodka. So what I started doing the next time, I would tip the waitress $100 and say, give me just cranberry, double up on the DJs, and get them an extra shot.
There you go.
And so I started drinking just cranberry juice and going around the country, hammering DJs, and they were like, David Banner is a beast. No. I had stopped drinking literally about a year ago, brother.
Oh, so what happens when your body rejects it? Like, how do you know? What is...
Like, every time I would have any alcohol, I would throw it straight back up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like... And the thing was, and I'll tell you this, when I knew it was bad, I went to the dentist one day, and the dentist asked me, do you smoke cigarettes? I was like, no, smoke cigarettes. Like, coffee? I was like, no. Where I was drinking so much Hennessy that the dye from the Hennessy had turned the back of my mouth brown, and I brushed my teeth every day. That's how much Hennessy I was drinking, bro.
Wow. That is crazy.
Yeah, man. So, I mean, it's a blessing for me to be able to still tell these stories, and if I have to drink somebody under the table every now and then just to show them that.
I still got it in me.
That Mississippi in you.
Yeah, man.
Now, talking to DJs, you haven't put out music in 5 years, album, right?
Yeah.
Well, why is that?
You know, I had to find a way to make great music, because I tell people the first responsibility that you have as an artist is to make jamming music. Even with so-called lyrical rappers, what happens a lot of times is a lot of lyrical rappers feel like they're better than the beat. So they'll get a whack beat so they can smash the record and they can get the shine instead of making an awesome song.
Right.
So it took me a while to learn how to make dope music without compromising where I was spiritually. Mm-hmm. And it just took time for me to do it. The thing that I'm thankful for, and I was going to tell y'all this, man, I think I am probably the most fortunate person on this earth, bro. Like, I was walking yesterday from the mall, and people was just like, Banner, we proud of you. Like, all out their cars. White folks, too. Like, hey, Black Power. Like, you a white dude. And they was like, David Banner, we proud of you. I was on a plane coming here this morning, and the lady on the plane pulled me to the side. She was like, I just like to thank you for everything that you do. And, like, keep working. Apple called me and was like, my pre-orders are off of the chain with no single or nothing. And they were telling me that my comment thread under the God box had turned into just like social commentary.
Right. Mm.
Where people were going back and forth about politics, but this is on a thread about an album that you haven't even heard before. So for me to be able to get paid as much money as I get paid, and I am so very fortunate to get paid to do something that's right. Like, I never had that feeling before in my life. Like, if you do music to a certain degree, you are sacrificing something somewhere. Mm. You know, that's why I understood Dave Chappelle, and I wanted to get around Dave Chappelle. I understand why he went to Africa. At the time, I couldn't afford to go to Africa, so I just went to Charleston.
843 was happening.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, brother, I'm grateful, man. I'm grateful.
Now, you have spent the last 5 years doing a lot of public speaking, working as an activist. Why did you choose to do that more than just entertain?
I went through a severe, severe depression.
Mm.
And all my homies from the hood was like, bro, what's wrong with you? You got Bentleys and 2-3 houses. And I couldn't sleep at night. And when I started doing what my spirit told me to do, my life changed. And I started being able to sleep at night. I literally, and I'm not just saying this, man, I really believe if I would have kept going down the path I was going down, I would have died.
Because you'd compromised yourself.
I would have died. I had a doctor. She said, I am not a holistic doctor. She said, your cholesterol is a little high. She said, but I'm looking in your eyes and your spirit is gone.
Mm.
She said, if you don't find your spirit, your body is going to follow. And I promise you, bro, like, as soon as I started taking care of that, because money, you know, because a lot of rappers and a lot of entertainers won't tell you the truth. And Dave Chappelle said that, too. Like, you see all of these people, you know, running down Broadway naked in L.A., taking off all their clothes, streaking and all this kind of stuff. You say, man, I know these not weak people.
it's something about our people in entertainment that ain't right.
Right.
Like, they freaking out.
You think it's because some people know that they're compromising themselves, like doing things that you know you wouldn't necessarily do, but you're getting a check for it?
I'm going to tell you what I believe, and especially about hip-hop, and this is one of the things that I wanted to say. Mm. I believe hip-hop has given in to white supremacy.
Mm.
Even think about R&B. As much as people talk about rap, you have married women who are happily married depressing other women, talking about men ain't nothing, talking about, you know, men are dogs, and but you're married and you're happy. So it's the same way that we tell these kids to stay in the hood, and you don't live in the hood, you're lying. So it's like the emasculation of our people, we have sold into it. And because in rap now, there's no longer any etiquette. If it's successful, then we'll go along with it.
Mm.
One thing that hip-hop used to have, whether it was right or wrong, we had rules. We don't mess with police, and there are certain other things, snitches, whatever it may end up being, we had rules. But now, it don't matter what you do. If you're successful, it don't matter what you do, bro.
And people won't speak out against it because they'll be like, oh, you just hating.
Yeah. I hear everybody always talking about mumble rap and what these kids are doing. But then I shocked some people when I said this. Bro, it comes from our elders. Run DMC, all the people that we talk about during the golden age of rap, they did everything they could to cross over. They did rock records. They did everything with every pop, MC, any white person, anybody that they could in order to get over the white people. And our kids looked at that and was like, that's success? So instead of doing one song, we're going to do it all day because we want to get to the money.
All right, we got more with David Banner. When we come back, keep it locked. We'll get his thoughts on artists who try to cross over to pop music and not getting support from the black community. All right, so don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Party Next Door with Come See Me. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have David Banner in the building. Now, Yee?
We just had Lil Yachty up here.
Mm-hmm.
And he talked about wanting to see more people of color in his audience and for them to enjoy his music more. And I remember when I worked for Wu-Tang, at a certain point, their audience turned into, like, all white audiences. Mm-hmm. And they felt a way about that, too. They wanted to have black people come to their shows.
Angela, I never forget. This is one of the crowning moments in my life when Like a Pimp had blew all the way up.
Mm-hmm.
While I was actually coming up here to do a photo shoot, and it's this guy who had on a hat and was tying his bow tie. He's like, "You doing it, huh, Mr. Banner?" And I turned around. It was my favorite rapper. It was Andre 3000. He sat down and told me when Outkast had gotten too big to do black venues. And, like, literally, because they had such a big staff and they had to pay people, literally, they couldn't fit in their riders, all of their financial responsibility. They literally couldn't do black clubs anymore.
Mm.
And I could tell the hurt in his eyes. The truth is this. We try to go pop when, in actuality, black people define everything on this earth anyway.
Absolutely.
All you have to do, and think about this, what's the difference between A-list artists and B-list artists as it pertains to lights, flashing lights? When a B-list artist sees lights, what do?
Pose.
No, right.
They run towards the camera.
What does an A-list artist do?
Ducks them.
They run away from it. You want to know why? Because they know that they're the light. If you do great things as descendants of an African, everybody will come to you. Lil Wayne was a perfect example of that. When his career made a dip, he stayed in the booth. He didn't run out to clubs and, hey, listen to me. No, he stayed in that booth and did the best. He did 80 features straight, and every one of them was fire. And he brought the whole world to him. So for me, everybody wants to cross over because they think that that's where the money is. But we spend over $1 trillion a year. If we can make black people love themselves, you wouldn't have to be global.
Mm. I think that sounds great. But I think a problem with our community a lot of times is we don't support each other.
Well, we're saying the same thing. The problem is that most black people don't like to be black. Mm. You know, we say that R&B isn't selling, right? We say rap isn't selling. Justin Timberlake, Sam Smith, Adele don't have a problem selling black music.
Sure.
Even the way that we wear our hair and the things that we invest our money in. 9 times out of 10, Louis Vuitton won't put a black man on a billboard unless he has a dress on. You feel what I'm saying? But we would give all of our money. I mean, and it put our kids in detriment to be something else. The first thing, and that's what the God Box is about. We got to make black people love themselves again.
Yes, sir. Now, explain to people, what is the God Box? I know it's an album, but what does the God Box mean?
I can't tell you exactly what the God Box is. It's sort of like the secret. It's something that people have to learn on their own. Mm. A mentor of mine said that if black people had to pay for school, literally had to pay for every level of school, then kids wouldn't miss a day of it. Anything that you get for free, you don't have true respect for. And the things that are most valuable are the things that are free. So in saying that, when I found out where the God, where God was and who was the God Box, my whole entire life changed. I used to run for success. Mm-hmm. I used to want it so bad, but as soon as it didn't matter to me anymore, it comes to me. My staff trips out. I turn down more money than what I take because I know where the light is. I know where God is.
I remember before you saying you felt like at times you had to kind of dumb things down in order to get that commercial and that radio play. Mm.
We have to understand that our people haven't been out of slavery longer than they were in it. And from a psychological standpoint, we don't get the proper information. Our schools are not equipped with especially the history to make our children love themselves. You know, I have a song that's called Elvis. And it talks about, you know, say he a god, Molly out here twerking. I walked in Def Jam, wasn't no black folks working. Soul is Robin Thicke, Adele's that too. Justin Timberlake is what Usher's supposed to do. And that's Elvis. Elvis is just like Elvis. We don't buy no music and everybody is selfish. They took our music, now our culture. I'm asking God to help us. So when I broke that down in my lecture about how black people have existed over 100,000 years before the first white gene. And when I teach these kids that the richest man that ever walked this earth was not Bill Gates, was Mansa Musa. You feel what I'm saying? Kids like, oh, so I can be like, oh, mm-hmm. black people created math and science, so math ain't hard, science ain't hard. Now, at least they've been, they had an opportunity to touch it. Mm-hmm. Through my lectures, so now when I ask them to buy the album, that's the reason why the pre-orders are so high.
And that's interesting that sometimes people think, like, you tell them, okay, this is some things that you have to do to make money, and people feel like, I can't do that.
Yeah, and that's the reason. That's the reason why it's important for me to be successful. Like, as much as we criticize these children, you can see what dope does on the block.
Right.
Now, whether it's positive or negative. You know what it does. But, like, think about the people who most of us look up to. They broke.
But I was just going to say that, you know, the problem is having mentors and having people that we can look up to. You know, I looked up to my dad as a child, but you know what intrigued me? Drug dealers.
Right.
And not because they sold drugs, because what they had, what they symbolized, they looked like they had money. It looked like they had cars and clothes and women. And I idolized that and realized when I got into a place where I could make money, I realized that was wrong. So now what I try to do is I try to teach these kids and show these kids that I don't sell drugs. I bust my ass. I put my work schedule on my Instagram and tell you what I do so you can see how hard I work to obtain what I got.
But it makes kids, and you're right, but it makes kids want to get into entertainment and athletics. Like, because that's the people that they see being successful.
We're quick to embrace something that we know is wrong with us. Like, people selling dope. Okay, you hustle. I don't judge that. You hustle. But the problem that I have is not so much that you're selling dope, but the fact that you're making these children think it's an option and it's a good thing to do. I know back when we were young, dope dealers knew they were wrong.
Absolutely.
And they didn't act like they were wrong.
And they would tell the kids, man, go into school, take this money and go get some shoes or something.
I did not start hustling until I was in college. Because the dudes in my hood would always say, hey, that's the music dude. Hey, nah, bro, no, put that down. We would break your fucking legs to see you with some dope. They had rules. You couldn't sell dope to pregnant women. You couldn't sell dope to children, or you would die.
Right.
Now we're at a point in music and on the streets where there are no rules.
None.
So these kids now think it's literally like they look at their life. Okay, I want to sell dope, or I want to be a lawyer, or like that.
Like
it's a real career option.
But people look at it as an option.
Right.
It bothers the shit out of me.
And the thing is, that's the reason why you have so many snitches. Because most of these cats ain't built for that no way.
All right, we got more with David Banner coming up next. He's going to explain why Donald Trump is the greatest thing that happened to America. Yeah, he said it. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have David Banner in the building. Now, Charlamagne?
Now, you said Trump's election was the best thing that ever happened to America.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
The greatest thing that he did was take away the fact that liberal white people said this is a post-racial America. Oh, you know that it's not now. Think about this, y'all. When is the last time you seen black people this engaged in the political process the day after? Mm-hmm. The day after the election. You got folks on the street out there hustling. Man, you see what Trump doing? You see how much money he's up into Trump? They are engaged. Right. So think about this. Think about this. When are trillionaires and billionaires made? Doing chaos. Mm-hmm. That's the reason why they create chaos. So instead of us worrying and everybody tripping on Trump, it wasn't good for us when Obama was in office.
We were asleep, though.
We were super asleep. So black people are all upset and mad, but it ain't never been good in our hoods. For the person on the street, it got worse for them doing Obama statistically. So for me, at least we know what the truth is and what Trump is for America, and I love it. All these white folks that was hollering Trump, oh, they backstepping now.
Oh, they in influx right
now.
Yeah,
I love it. And look what it's doing. He has awakened our people with a stern kick in the ass. So we know the only person that's going to do it is the God box.
Now, I heard you once say you don't feel like America, you feel like America isn't meant for black people.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like right now we should take advantage of all the chaos.
Mm-hmm.
That's happening. What do you think?
No, I agree. That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
Instead of us freaking out during the chaos, we should sit back and look at it.
But this is where we need leaders. Mm-hmm. This is where a lot of people became rich
mm-hmm.
last time when the whole mortgage thing dropped and mm-hmm. the interest rates went crazy. This is mm-hmm. where we need leaders and say, you know, to our community, hold your money right now. Because mm-hmm. when this fucks up and this goes down, this is what you need to invest mm-hmm. in to make sure after it, mm-hmm. you and your families are good.
Yes, it would be great for us to have leaders, but every time we have a leader, what that does is, and that's the whole concept of the God box, which comes out May 19th, I can't forget, is that when we have a leader, this is the same reason why when I talk people, I don't believe, I tell people all the time, Jesus is not coming back to save you. Everybody's looking for Jesus to do their work for him. Well, I think the story of Jesus was to show you that you could be God on earth.
Damn right.
And that if your black ass fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, you might walk on water too. So when we get a leader, we give the responsibility to that leader and then we walk off and leave them. Yes, it would be great to have leaders, but if you don't have a moral code that you live by, all they're going to do is do what they did. I think Malcolm and Martin hurt us more than they helped us, because what stopped when they died?
Everything.
Because people didn't believe in the codes and the ethics. They believed in the man or the woman.
How long did it take you to make this album? Because I feel like...
3 years.
It's been available for pre-order for...
Yeah, it has. And people are very mad at me. And I'm going to be honest with you. One of the reasons why, and Angela, I'm surprised that I'm going to say this, but it was actually hard for me to release that album because it's my best work. And I started having anxiety. It was almost like sending your daughter off to college. Mm-hmm. Like you sending your daughter up there with a whole bunch of hard c***s and...
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's what you... And it's cesspool. I know, because when I was in college, oh, yeah, we couldn't wait till the freshman class came in. And that's sort of how I felt about the God Box. Like, this is one of the dopest hip-hop gems ever, probably during a moment when people need it the most but maybe care the least. So, like, a lot of the times I pushed it back because I didn't want to send my daughter out there by herself. And I couldn't. Once you get it out there, once you push go, everybody has it. But the reason why I don't mind giving it to you if you ask is because I know you have a vested interest in my daughter, because you have a vested interest in the way that I think.
Mm-hmm.
So I can give it to her uncle. You know what I'm saying? I can give it to her auntie. As long as I just got to let her go. And I know I put first of all, she fine because she come from me. You understand what I'm saying? But she's also going to be able to defend herself and speak for herself because of what I stand for.
There you have it. David Banner, the album comes out, what?
May 19th on Malcolm X's birthday.
May 19th.
His daughter is going to be released to the world.
Yes, she is. And
she's going to college.
Go and pre-order it right now. That's the thing that means the most to me. Because on the average, how many people tune in to y'all every morning?
A lot. Yeah, like about 6 to 7 million, I think. Right. Is it a week? Is it
Watch like? This. I have this saying that if I had you, I wouldn't need them. Let's just say, not even my fans, not even hip-hop, just the people who listen to you.
Just like when United did what they did, instead of talking about it, they people pulled back. And their stock dropped, well, I think it was 1.3%. That's what I'm talking about. We don't have to beg. If just those 6 million people right there went and pre-ordered the God Box right now, it would change the whole scope of music. And then what that would tell the kids is, oh, that's what you got to do to be hot? The same way we looked at the drug dealers. It wasn't the fact that they were selling drugs, like you said. It was the success. So if we stop talking about what we want and put our money behind the example of that, then there you go.
All right. Well, David Banda, the God Box, pre-order it right now. Go pre-order. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The Rumor Report. With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Tiny was on Wendy Williams' show, and she talked about a lot of different things, including her divorce from T.I., of course. Now, one person she talked about is Bernice Burgos, the rumored girlfriend of T.I. They had a back and forth on social media, and here is what Tiny had to say about that.
She's somebody that comes in and is gone. You know, he is, I mean, it's nothing to it. It's what he does, you know. And she had nothing to do with whatever was going on with us before anyway. It was already, we were already going through whatever we're going through. She just came in the picture after I filed for a divorce. And the only problem I had with her was, you know, I said what I said. Somebody made a comment about her on my page. I said what I said. She replied, that's cool, okay? But then you come back with another video speaking on my marriage, which is a no-no. Then you come back with the final video singing my song. And I'm feeling like, okay, now you keep coming.
Wow.
I understand what Tiny's saying, but, I mean, you really can't be mad at Bernice if she came into the picture after they were getting a divorce.
That's she was saying that it had nothing to do with her. It was the social media back and forth. But Tiny did say something about her first. She called her like a pass around or something.
Yeah, pass around, yeah.
I don't see. Yesterday was 420. We passed around a lot of things, and we love those things we passed around. Stop judging things that are passed around, but I don't think Bernice is passed around. At least in my mind, she's not dropping a clues bar for Bernice Burgos.
Now, Wendy also told Tiny that she's not completely innocent either, and here's how Tiny responded to that.
We're friends. It's never been anything extra with me and Floyd. Never. You know what I'm saying? But I've been knowing Floyd for a long time.
If I was your husband, I'd have a problem with that. Like, why are you in Vegas all up on Floyd Mayweather's crotch?
If he would have been doing the right thing, I wouldn't have been at Mariah's party.
What she wanted to say was, if he had been doing the right thing, I wouldn't have been all up on Floyd Mayweather's crotch.
Okay, well, sounds a bit messy, but the two of them have filed for a divorce, so, you know, I guess that's it. Well, Tiny's filed for a divorce.
I wish them the best, man.
Absolutely.
I wish Tiny and T.I. the absolute best.
Well, another marriage that everybody's been talking about is Carmelo and Lala Anthony. Now, allegedly, they do have a prenup, and there are millions at stake. Carmelo's in the middle of a $124 million contract, and he's made $200 million during his career. Now, Lala also has been steadily working as well, so she's contributed. But $200 million's a lot at stake. Now, supposedly, they have a prenup that's worth millions, but some people are saying if there is a cheating clause, then Carmelo could be in trouble financially as far as what Lala gets out of it. The two of them are supposedly trying to hash things out together where they don't actually even have to go to court and fight over it, but just come to an agreement and understanding. Now, right now, temporarily, she gets primary custody of their son, and he gets visitation.
That's another couple I would love to work things out. You know, Lala's a really great friend of mine, so if they get a divorce, I hope she gets the money simply because Lala always pays for dinner. And, you know, I got a rule that when I go out with people who got more money than me, they have to pay. So I want Lala to always have to pay.
Drop you are clues. A bird.
Well, that sounds a terrible reason.
Drop
okay.
One of the clues bombs for my friend Lala Anthony.
I thought it was because that was your friend.
Yeah, I hope they do work it out,
hope
though.
The best for her. Okay, and Flo
that
Rida.
The best for her.
And Flo Rida, in the meantime, his team is responding to the fact that, And Flo Rida's team is responding to the allegations that he is a deadbeat dad. The baby mom is saying that he hasn't been paying anything. Well, according to sources close to Flo Rida, he's been making monthly payments of $5,000 to Alexis Adams for their 7-month-old son. He was blindsided by her taking him to court, but he thinks that she is being greedy because she wants him to pay even more money. Now, sources on her side are saying she never agreed the $5,000 was a fair amount, but she accepted it because she needed the money. She said there's a high cost of living in New York City. She can't afford childcare, so she can't leave the baby and go to work.
Man, your whole rumor report just now was sponsored by Side Chicks. And all I thought to myself, every story you read was, man, it is so simple and better to just be with your wife and make it work and mind your business. And
well, there was definitely a theme to this rumor report.
Yeah, we can tell.
Guys, keep your penis to yourself, man. It just ain't worth it. It's filthy out here right now.
Well, I didn't have time to get to Mel B, but we'll get into that in the next rumor report. All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your side piece rumor report.
There you go. All right, Yee. Charlamagne.
Yo.
Who you giving that donkey to?
Oh, man. Fox News has a very rapey environment, and it's a man named Greg Gutfeld, I think you pronounce his name.
Yes.
Yeah, he's adding to that rapey
environment.
Greg
Gutfeld.
Yeah, okay. Gutfeld. He needs to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with him.
All right, we'll get to Gutfeld when we come back. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed way.
So like a donkey?
Yeehaw.
Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Donkey of the Day for Friday, April 21st, goes to Greg Gutfeld of Fox News. Now, is it safe to say that there's clearly a rape culture at Fox News? From the former founder and chairman, Roger Ailes, who was ousted because of sexual harassment, to Bill O'Reilly, a.k.a. Bill O'Rapey, who was recently let go because of sexual harassment claims against him. It's safe to say Fox News has a very rapey environment, okay? Something is not right over there. Every single one of these guys at Fox News looks and sounds like pigs in heat. And yesterday, another one of the pigs popped out of the litter, and his name is Greg Gutfeld. Now, people, we have to remember that timing is everything. And just hours after Fox News let go of Bill O'Rapey, Greg Gutfeld decided to make some inappropriate comments to one of the women on the panel with him. Let's listen to this poorly timed rhetoric.
Give us all right. Give us look at this. Wah, wah, cry, baby. Call your camp counselor.
No, oh, poor Bob. You know, no.
Call your dressmaker. I mean,
and give him a raise. That's what I'm saying.
You are giving America.
That's what I'm saying.
A raise.
Oh, my God.
I think
you've got a good point.
Yes, somewhere.
Thank you.
Why don't you just read the tease, babe?
Why don't you just shut up?
Basically, Greg Gutfeld said that the young lady is causing America to have an erection because of her dress.
Poor choice of phrasings right now. Yeah. Bad joke. Tasteless.
Yeah. I'm not the highest grade of weed in the dispensary, but if Roger Ailes got let go because of sexual harassment and Bill O'Reilly got let go because of sexual harassment, last thing I would be doing if I worked at Fox News would be making inappropriate sexual comments to a woman that may be misconstrued as, ha-ha, you guessed it, sexual harassment. The problem here, right, is these guys don't care because they are damn near rewarded by Fox News for their behavior. Bill O'Reilly is rumored to be getting a payout of $25 million. Roger Ailes got a rumored payout of $40 million. If I can sexually harass women, then get paid pervertly for sexually harassing the women, that sounds like a fair deal to me. Okay, see, the culture of Fox News has to be changed at the root.
Yep.
Because the culture at Fox News is a rapey culture.
They need some training. They need something.
Absolutely.
Yes. When fat, old white men say they doing it for the culture at Fox News, the culture they are talking about is rape culture. Please give Greg Gutfeld of Fox News the biggest hee-haw.
And these are smart individuals. I would think they would know morally what is right and what's wrong and what you can and can't do and can and can't say.
They should be smart.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah, you're right. But it is ridiculous.
All right, Charlamagne, thank you for that donkey today.
Yes.
Now, fellas. Now, if you've been listening to Angela Yee's rumor report, you should be scared straight right about now.
Talk to him, Angela Yee.
That's right. You see what's going on with Mary J. Blige and Ken Do. You see what's going on with Carmelo and Lala. Mm-hmm. You see what's going on with T.I. and Tiny. Everything is so public right now. You see what's going on with Flo Rida and a girl he said he was never even in a relationship with. She wants a whole bunch of money from him.
Let the record show, as a married man, as a former boyfriend, as a former cheater, I am scared straight. Yeah. I don't want no problems whatsoever. I am happily married. It will stay that way. There's no room in my life for a side chick.
Well, I have been scared straight for years now, and I am scared straight for people out there, for married men out there.
I am too, you
better do what's right.
You know what? I'm not going to lie. I was watching Fences. Did you guys watch Fences?
No.
When I was coming back from L.A. on the flight, I read the play a long time ago, but I watched the movie. You would be scared straight from watching Fences, because that's pretty much what happened in that movie as well. He ended up having to get scared straight.
That's why Viola Davis had the snot coming out her nose?
Yes.
Oh. I've never seen that movie. All I know is that a good side chick is extremely hard to find nowadays in this era, and it's just not worth it, because these side chicks do not know how to sit down, eat their slice of pizza, and be quiet.
And you guys don't know how to use a condom with your side chicks, okay? How about that?
Where are you going with this?
Well, 800-585-1051, with all the things that's coming out in the news and the rumors, are you fellas scared straight? That is the question. Call us up right now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
That was Meek Mill, All Eyes on You. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. So we're asking, with everything that's going on in the rumors that Angela Yee talked about this morning. She talked about Mel B. She talked about Lala and Carmelo. She talked about T.I. and Tiny. Fellas, are you scared straight out there?
My brothers, it ain't safe no more. Okay, there's no such thing as a good side chick. A good side chick is hard to find. Personally, I'm scared straight. I don't want no problems, okay? I love my wife. I'm happily married, and that's all I need.
It ain't worth it. Like you said, if you love your wife, if you love your family, mm-hmm. it ain't worth putting anything at risk for that. I love my wife, and not only am I scared straight, I'm scared super straight.
And you know what's so crazy? All these guys look stupid. Like none of this looks fly.
No.
Like, you know what I mean? No, we'll drop one of Clues Bombs for T.I. T.I. hand, you know. I mean, he got Bernice.
No, it don't look fly, man. It don't look fly. Shut up.
But he was separated, though, from what we're hearing.
We don't know. It don't look
well,
fly.
Well, all I'm saying is all of this looks messy. It looks filthy. It looks like a big waste of time. I don't want those problems.
But let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Paul.
Paul from where?
Las Vegas.
Paul, now you hearing everything that's going on. Are you scared straight now, bro?
Nah.
No?
Okay.
Nah, why would I be scared?
See, some people learn the hard way. But what Paul's saying is infidelity ain't dead. Y'all niggas just scared.
For real.
Paul's a damn fool.
Yeah, you a damn fool, Paul.
Hung up on his ass. Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Cab from VA.
Cab from VA. Turn your radio
from
down,
Bad
Cab.
News, VA. What's going on, man?
757. You scared straight, bro?
Yeah, I'm scared straight, man. I lost so many relationships to these non-loyal side chicks. And your women are getting smarter, too, man. So, you know, they out there. They know the game. But these fools are out here with millions, man. And damn near about to lose millions over a side chick, dude. And then you get the side chick pregnant, man. Like, that's crazy.
But forget Lord, the money. Money's bad, too. But you lose the love of your life, your bae, the one that really got your back.
Yeah, that's word. That's word. I mean, the one that been rocking with you since you ain't have nothing.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, the funny part is, man, all of these dudes will be more loyal to their guys than they will their women. You know how guys be like, loyalty, and, you know, that's my bomb, my dude. But they won't even treat their woman like that, and their woman treating them better than any Negro in their life.
Hello, who's this?
I don't want to tell my name.
Okay. Well, I was going to say, are you scared straight? But you must have scared somebody straight. Tell us the story.
I have been a side chick for a couple years now. I'm happily married. It started when I was in high school, and it's still been going on.
So you a side chick, and you happy to be a side chick?
Yeah. He has a girlfriend. I'm married. It's okay.
So hold on. So he has a girlfriend, and you married?
Yeah.
Boy, I can't wait to see this on Lifetime. It's going to end bad for
my
you.
My goodness. Now, why do you need a side dude? Why? Is it the sex? Is it money? What is it?
Don't hang up now. Don't let the kid hit your tongue.
Sorry, I was at Starbucks.
You don't deserve Starbucks. They need to write hoe on your cup.
Stop it now. Now, why did you need a side dude?
Well, we weren't dating anyone at the time when we were in high school, and we just moved on with our lives, but we always would go back to each other if we were in town, or we could call each other up and just, I don't know, have sex or go out to a bar or something.
This is a damn shame that somebody's wife is somebody's side chick in these streets. This is sad.
Well,
don't you respect your vows, girl?
When will you give it up, or you just won't give it up? That'll just be your side dude until the end of time.
For now, I guess. Maybe in the future it might change.
Does he give you anything, money, or just he gives you the D?
What about chlamydia?
No, we wear protection.
Y'all don't wear protection every time. Don't you lie, girl. Yeah,
yes, we do.
You know how I know you a liar? Because you got a husband at home. That husband hitting it raw. That's what your vagina is used to, rawness, okay? So you ain't letting some other man put a condom on.
With somebody else.
I just can't wait till your plane lands because it ain't got no wheels on it. And when that plane land with no wheels on it, it's going to be so bad for you.
All right, mama. Well, you be safe. You better smarten up. You don't want to lose your family over some D.
I'm not even wasting my be safe on you. I'm telling you what's going to happen. You just call your Uncle Charlotte back when it's really, really bad, and we'll try to pitch the script a Lifetime, okay?
Goodbye.
All right.
Thank you. Gosh, 800-585-1051 with everything that's going on in the news, Lala, Mello, Mel B, what else, T.I. Tiny, are you scared straight? Are you scared? 800-585-1051 is The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
We are The Breakfast Club. Now, we're asking with everything that Angela Yee talked about in the rumors. I mean, T.I. and Tiny, Flo Rida, Mel B. Am I forgetting one? Lala and Carmelo. Are you scared straight? That is the question. 800-585-1051. Are you finally realizing that these side chicks are not worth it?
I mean, I've been realized that, you know what I'm saying?
I realized a long time ago.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you got to put your hand on the stove to understand it's hot. We all men. We grow. We evolve. But at this point in my life, watching all of them grown-ass men going through what they're going through, I don't want those problems. And I don't want to do nothing that's going to embarrass or hurt my family at this point in my life.
Hell no. Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's up?
Now we're talking, are you scared to death with everything that's going on in the news?
Oh, yeah, man. I'm telling you, man. These girls, they something else, man. Side chicks is winning.
Yes, they are.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this Uncle Say. This Uncle Say. What's good?
Now, Uncle Say, you fell in love with your side chick?
Yeah, we both fell in love, B.
Boy, you a sucker. You know you're a sucker for love, right, my G?
Yeah. Charlamagne, I need you on this one. I'm a sucker, man. Everything, let it go through my phone, dead it all, my Instagram, friends,
Lord have
everything.
Mercy. No,
and look, but we both married, though.
Oh, man.
So you treat your side chick the way you should treat your wife. You should be giving your wife that kind of respect to go through your phone.
Yeah.
So did you get rid of the side chick yet, bro?
I had to. I mean, you know, it's still hectic. Feeling still there. You know, it's words. Because mind you, she told her husband. So Charlamagne, get me.
Your dumbass. Lord have mercy on my... You just gave me a heart attack.
So wait a minute.
I just got anxiety thinking about your situation.
You told your wife because you wanted all y'all to be together?
No.
Hey, my brother.
I was dumbing out.
You gave your wife...
I didn't even put my name out there because everybody... I got a lot of people that don't.
You know you gave your wife a go-get-some-D-free card, right?
I was at that point, though. I was at that point. I didn't really care.
Wow. He was all the way in. Hello, who's this?
Good morning. This is Stacy calling from Queens.
Hey, Stacy. Now, we're talking side chicks today and asking men, are they scared straight? Are you a side chick?
No, I'm not. I am a happily married woman.
Okay.
But I cannot understand what is going on with these basketball players and these days,
It's not just basketball players. It's not just at rappers. It's regular
Absolutely.
People too.
Trust me, the garbage man got a side chick.
But it's not worth it. These ladies have nothing, absolutely nothing to offer these men.
I'm with you.
Put your entire life in jeopardy.
You're right.
And these women, I don't understand who's raising these girls with no cars these days.
You're right. Now we got to take one more call, Charlamagne.
Okay.
Now this guy, what's your name, bro?
Vladimir.
What's your name?
Vladimir.
Now, Vladimir, Charlamagne, has gotten his side chick pregnant 3 times.
That ain't snap. I'm on the radio, man.
That's not your side chick. That's your woman. That's not your side chick. That's your woman. That's your baby mama, the mother of your kids. Stop disrespecting her and calling her side chick.
Nah. That's she bae. Was a side chick, man.
Well, that's bae now.
You got her pregnant 3 times?
3 times, man. You know, the thing about it, man, the sex was so good, man. I couldn't pull out on time.
Oh, shut up. How many abortions you had?
Nah, she had miscarriages, man. And she had the miscarriages, man, I was happy as hell.
Well, first, oh, my God.
This guy.
Well, first of all, that right there lets you know that you shouldn't be doing something, okay?
If you've had
3 miscarriages, that's God's way of saying, you know y'all not supposed to be doing this. But your dumb ass just steady hitting it raw and shooting the club up.
He's laughing. Hey, you a fool, man.
Hey, listen, I learned my lesson. But you know what came out of it? A good book came out of it, man. I wrote the book on side chicks.
What's the name of the book?
Consequences of a side chick.
Are you with your wife?
No, I'm with my new girl right now, man. She's cool
man,
with it.
Man, if you don't sit your ass down somewhere.
Oh, goodness. All
you
right.
Writing books. How you writing books and you could just confused as you want to be?
Fellas, you should be scared straight out there. If yes. you see what's going on in the news, learn from everybody else's mistake. It ain't worth it. You don't want to go down that route. I went down that route, and I hate myself for going down that route. I'm staying far from that route. I have tunnel vision now. I look down when I walk past people. I don't want to be no part of nothing.
Yeah, it's not worth it, man. I mean, honestly, and this is a grown man talking who has definitely learned from his mistakes. If you're going to cheat, you probably shouldn't be in a relationship. And you just got to grow up and treat people like people instead of tools in your little selfish ego workshop. Okay? Because that's all men cheat for. We only cheat for ego. No other reason.
Absolutely.
I don't. You dudes calling up here talking about y'all in love, I don't know what type of drug y'all on. Y'all must think it's still 420.
Absolutely. All right. Well, when we come back, we got rumors on the way. And also this morning, we're doing two things in the mix. We're going to represent for Prince because this is the anniversary of his death. And we're going to represent for Nas because 2 days ago was the anniversary of that Illmatic album. So both okay. those this morning in the mix. Get your request in and rumors on the way. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up. Nah.
Mary J. Blige is talking more about what her estranged husband Ken Du was doing with her money. Now, according to Mary J. Blige, he spent $420,000 and said it was travel charges, but that was for him to run around with his side piece. Now, Mary J. Blige says those expenses were not business-related. They did not include her, and he was just spending money on his girlfriend.
What is God trying to tell somebody this morning?
Y'all stay with your woman.
I'm with my woman. I ain't got time for these problems. I just don't have time.
Two.
Now, we told you before, Ken Du wants more than $110,000 per month in spousal support. Get out of here, you bird. All right.
Yeah, you can't get that kind of money when you're spending over damn near $500,000 on the side chick, bro.
Not at all.
All right, now, Mel B, in the meantime, is being sued by the nanny for defamation. According to the nanny, Mel B was lying in her divorce case against Stephen Belafonte. Now, we told you before that Mel B said that Stephen got the nanny pregnant and had an abortion. She had an abortion, and that the nanny actually has control over her sex tapes and is talking about releasing them, all kinds of things, and pictures and exhibits and everything in the lawsuit. But according to the nanny, she's saying that none of that is true. All right, so she is now filing for defamation.
So the side chick is suing now.
Yeah, the nanny.
This is getting ridiculous.
Keep your penis to yourself, guys. It ain't safe out here. There's no such thing as a good side chick anymore.
All right, and Aaron Hernandez, Massachusetts officials say that they are going to release Aaron Hernandez's brain to Boston University. We don't know when that's going to happen, but that's what the family wants. Okay, wow. Now the lawyer...
Because they want to do some testing to see. It's more football. They want to see about concussions and things like that.
Oh, to see if he was
medical research.
CTE?
Yeah.
CTE didn't make him a gangbanger.
They want to see if he was affected by CTE, and they want that information to help out other families.
Gotcha.
All right. Now, in the meantime, they are saying that his death has officially been ruled a suicide. There were three suicide notes allegedly that were found near him in that cell. And Drake, he wants to drop charges against the burglar. We told you about the woman who broke into his house and drank some soda and all of that. Well, he contacted the LAPD, but he says he's not going to cooperate with her prosecution. It was a 24-year-old woman, and he thinks it would be cruel to make her a felon because of this incident. He believes that she suffers from mental issues. That's nice, Drake.
Yeah, that was nice of him.
Somebody broke into your house, you'd be a little nervous and scared, but...
Absolutely.
All right, and don't forget, I'm going to be co-hosting on The Real. It's my last day co-hosting on The Real. So in case you guys haven't seen it yet, here's a little preview of what we'll be talking about during Girl Chat on The Real. It's actually about my parents. I don't know if they're going to be too happy about this.
You have a very unique family of your own. Your dad is Chinese and your mom is Black. But that's not the only thing that makes them unique. I understand that they have an interesting living arrangement?
They actually still live together, but they are divorced. They've been divorced maybe over, like, around 20 years or so. I don't know if they're squatting or nobody wants to move out or what. They don't follow each other on Facebook, but they still, like, hang out. We still go to family functions. They still go shopping. My dad still complains about the credit card bill. Like, they still do all of those things.
All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Now, shout out to Revolt. We'll see you guys next week. And everybody else, today we're going to celebrate Prince's life. This is the anniversary of his death. So we're going to get a little Prince mix on
And a couple of days ago, we celebrated the 23-year anniversary of the Illmatic album. So we're going to get some Nas on. So, yes, today we're going to get a little Prince on and a little bit of Nas. So let me know your favorite Prince joint and your favorite joint from Illmatic. Call us up right now. This is My Type of Friday. It's The Breakfast Club at DJ Emmy. Let's go.